This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about varying your close-up magic show. What I'm talking about is don't do card magic for your complete set, unless it's really your specialty, but it's an easy trap to get into is to do only card magic and kind of not do other kinds of close-up magic when you're doing a routine, even a short table hopping, when you're doing, you know, 5 to 10 minutes per table. I see a lot of people doing only card magic, but don't forget there's coin magic, there's magic with elastic bands, cups and balls, there's hundreds of other close-up magic effects, and try not to get hung up on doing only card magic. Now, it's very easy to do this because cards are small, easy, and you can do hundreds and hundreds of effects with the cards. Personally, I like to vary. I got into this problem where I was doing close-up sets and I was just doing card magic. And I want to give the spectators a break of doing only card magic because there's more. I can do more than just card magic. I want to vary the different kinds of magic and show the audience different kind. So I want to do a little bit of card magic, a little bit of coin magic, maybe something with a ring, borrowed objects. So be very careful and analyze your show and see if you're doing too much card magic, because it's an easy trap to fall into. Unless you're doing, you know, a specialty act where your whole act is about doing card magic, then it's not a problem. But if you're trying to do general magic in a routine, try to vary the magic with, and you can link the magic. You can do a trick that then goes into a card magic that's somehow connected, which of course is better for routining. I can't speak today, but my suggestion is if you got into a problem like I did, was doing only card magic, is to try to write the show and vary it with other parts of magic, which will, I think, enhance the show. And there may be magic card magic effects that you would want to do, but you know, you got to edit and trim and make it a nice flow, do some card magic, do some other things. Anyways, that is my advice from my experience, and it's worked very well for me. Try to not focus only on card magic, but an even balance of other magic as well. So the card magic and the coin magic and other stuff that I do. Maybe card magic is a little bit more than the others, but there is a flow and there is a bunch of other magic, so the audience can see a bunch of different kinds of magic before I do card magic. Or I do card magic first, depending on the routine or the set that I'm doing. That way there's a variation and it makes it a little more interesting for the audience and they don't get bored of just doing cards. They can see some other stuff as well. Anyways, what's your opinion on this? If you have a different opinion or you have comments, please let me know on the comments either at AudioBoo or on my website at AaronJones.com in the post this is posted in. Or if you're listening to this on Facebook, you can post in the comments on the Facebook. And my website is AaronJones.com and my Twitter handle is AaronJonesMagic. And the handle for Facebook is also Aaron Jones Magic. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.